morning.
Good morning. We're just talking about how we got some new downloads of our podcast. So excited.
We're becoming so famous. I just don't know what to do.
We are on the brink of some real big breakthrough, let me tell you.
I can feel it, yeah.
People have heard and they're responding.
It's coming.
It's coming. Oh, boy.
Okay, black and white on today, too. Anyway, what did you say?
I said, we're back. We're better than ever. Yes.
We're talking about some serious business today.
We are. We're buttoned up and we're ready.
Yes, we are. So let's go.
So we got a new show. We're talking about scaling your business for change. If you caught our last show about the cigar method, we kind of talked about that concept of identifying your pain points and putting it down into a worksheet. Well, this is kind of the next step of it, which is implementing all this. And so today we're going to talk about, hey, is your organization ready for growth, ready for change? Your first thought might be like, of course, bring it. I can handle more customers, more business, all that. But it may not be true if you don't have some things in place first. So that's actually what we're going to talk about today, is some certain things you need to evaluate within your infrastructure to get you all set up for that change that you're looking for. So let's get going.
Yes, and welcome back to Marketing Under Mike. We're here a lot. I mean, like every other week, I think. Yeah. No, we're here just to give you guys a variety of digital marketing tips, trends. Really, we just want to be a useful guide and resource for your business. So while we mostly talk about marketing side of things, we also feel it's really important to share any business concepts that we find are interesting to us or eye-opening and something that every business could use. So that's kind of the topic we're on today.
Yes. And I have to say that you and Rob are always kind of investing in these types of courses or seminars or what have you to just strengthen your business model. I don't know how you find the time because you guys are so busy, but you do it, and it's very valuable. And you know, you've said that when you come across something that you feel like, oh, this is really valuable, that you know, it's a game changer and you want to share it. So that's exactly what this is about.
You're exactly right. And I just thought this is too good not to share. It just seems like it makes so much sense and it seems like it's easy, but you really need to stop and evaluate different areas of your business all the time. I mean, it can be, and the things we're talking about, it can even be applied to your personal goals as well. So that it's kind of like a twofer. So on our last show, like you said, we talked about the cigar method, which is, it's really a self-discovery tool to help you kind of peel back the layers of your business or your personal life and really help you come up with ways to make changes.
Yes, exactly. So today we're going to talk about the steps that you need to do to prepare your business for change. And so really this is the tying into your readiness. So there's four key areas to determine your readiness, and that's your leadership, your clarity, your infrastructure, sales and marketing, and cash. And that one, I'm sorry, leadership. So that is four. I kind of said it like it was five, but it's leadership, clarity, infrastructure, sales and marketing, and cash. So
I mean, everybody wants to be the best they can be. And everybody thinks, okay, yeah, I can make changes. I'm ready for it. I've got everything set up, but that's not always true. So there's some things you have to have in the background and make sure that you can leverage. Like if you have goals and you find a way to achieve them, or is your business ready for it? So let's talk about leadership clarity first. What does that even mean? Well, there's a lot of moving parts to this section, but we're going to break it up again by revealing some of these, what we call key identifiers in each category to determine what kind of strengths you have, what kind of readiness you have. And the first one we're going to talk about is, what's your end game? Mm-hmm. What's your BHAG? That always bugs me for some reason.
I know, it's such a weird...
What's your BHAG?
The fact that it's that hairy part.
What is BHAG? It's big, hairy, audacious goal. I think I've heard people call it something else, but that's what we were told anyway when we did our workshop, wasn't it, with Dean?
It was. Yeah.
So BHAG, what is your big, hairy, audacious goal? What is your financial goal?
Yeah.
Is it documented clearly? Can everyone in the company articulate it clearly?
Yes.
And the financial end game and significance, you know, do you know if you can achieve it? And does everybody understand it?
That's right. Yes. So, you know, you as a business owner might have a complete understanding of like what your BHAG is. But the question is everybody on the same page? Like, does everybody have that same type of clarity and capacity for that change? And that kind of folds into your organizational design. So you've established sort of this action plan. Do you have the organization structure required to achieve those milestones? And that's always that big thing, right? Like, if you've got this big idea, does everybody know about the idea? And then is everybody like, yeah, I've got the capacity to do it?
Exactly. Because it may sound good, but you can't do it all yourself. There's just no way. You already wear enough hats as a business owner. So again, you have to make sure the organization design is ready. So does everyone that's involved understand what the action plan is? That's number one. You've got to make sure that they get it. Is it well documented someplace so that they can refer to it when needed? We use Rike a lot, W-R-I-K-E, to map out our certain game plans and things so people have somewhere to go to follow that documentation.
Yeah.
Can everyone that's involved clearly articulate what they're supposed to be doing? Who's doing what?
Yeah.
And do you know it? Or do you know what you're supposed to be doing?
Well, and that's that thing too about Rike that's so helpful. So you'll send something in an email, or you'll have a conversation, or you have whatever, but that's not really documentation. It's something that everybody can go to, you know, to be like, okay, this is what we do. This is the next step, you know, all that.
Yeah. And I'm always famous for, are we doing this? Are we doing that? And the answer is always, it's in Rike. I'll go to Rike. But yeah, so make sure that you have a framework clearly mapped out. And again, that it's accessible and, you know, it's about getting your goals met.
That's true. It's a big one. So company vision, you talk about organization and company vision. So along with that, that's the other key element that has to be evaluated. And we did the same thing of sort of, do you have that, again, that clarity of like, this is the vision of the company, and can you really articulate it to anyone who asks? And if not, like, document it somewhere to make sure that everybody can get eyes on it, because you want to, you know, everybody's got to know what it is. You don't want anybody saying the wrong message or unclear about like, hey, this is what our business is about.
Yeah. And the more people you have, the more this is even more important, because everybody has to be on the same page. And that also comes true when you're talking about just core values. That's another huge important piece. Does everyone within your organization fully understand what the belief system is within the company? Mm-hmm. What does the company want to be represented as? And are we doing the right things to make that happen? Are they all in agreement? And will they fully represent it? So those are all important things, because if you have one vision for your company, but the people that work with you aren't carrying that out, then it's not going to work. So you also need to look at a 3-year strategic outlook. I mean, put together something that's in the future. What's your goal? Not just for now, but a few years from now. And you need to determine the sustainability of that end game or your goal.
Yeah, I love that piece of it, because truly it's like you can have this readiness, like we're ready now, we've got all of it, but like, how sustainable is it? Like, is this something that, you know, if we did have, like, if we had to shift gears or whatever, would this still be a sustainable plan? So along with that, it's like, do you have those functional roles and steps in place to achieve that over the next 3 years? And does everyone in the company have clarity on it of like, hey, this is what we're doing, and it's documented, and this is how we're going to keep it going for the next few years?
Yes. Again, it sounds like, especially if you have these huge goals, you know, you can have goals and dreams and all this, but until you put it down and make sure that you have all these things in place, it's just a dream. I mean, without all of this in place. And the other thing is, you're a business owner, if we're talking to business owners here, You can't do it all yourself. Again, you wear 100 hats a day, and really everyone in your organization probably does too, but you have to be able to delegate. So let's talk about delegation. Now, delegation is a great thing, but it also comes with checks and balances. If you've created steps and processes needed to implement your goals, are the people capable of handling it? So, I mean, we do that thing, you know, our testing, I guess testing isn't the right way, analysis or evaluation at the beginning when someone starts with us, just to kind of find out what things do they like, what are their strengths, weaknesses. You want to make sure that you're using something like that so you're not putting people in the wrong place, that they, you know, things that they can't handle. So do the people assigned require a lot of close monitoring? You don't really want that to be that way. I mean, again, you want it to be able, something that they can handle. So not only is it important to delegate these tasks, don't try to do everything your own, on your own. It's imperative to have them signed to the right people who are capable of handling it. I mean, I think we do a pretty good job of that. We try not to give stuff to people that they either don't like or they don't get, and they're not going to understand how to do it.
I agree. I think that's such, it's so important to not, it's like kind of a two-part thing is, have the right people in the right roles that you know that they'll thrive in, which is really important. But then also, when you have that delegation, you also have to follow it up, like you were saying, of like, hey, it's documented somewhere, and there's the accountability. Because, you know, you come into it where they know their assignment, they know what they need to do. It's, but you want to have that follow through of, okay, I've got the checks and balances that not only are they in the right role, but they're actually seeing it all through. And I wanted to just kind of recap what we were talking about with these are the leadership capacity is to financial end game, which we talked about, the vision, the values, the organization, outlook, delegation, having all of that in place. Is really important to make sure you can tackle it and that it is sustainable.
That's right. You may feel like you're ready for growth, but the worst thing that can happen is you do get all this business and you can't handle it. That's almost worse than not having the business because, I mean, we know companies that that's happened to, and what ends up happening, they get a bad name, they get bad reviews. So these are things that are very important to see if you want to grow or if you have goals, you have to have these things in place. So the next thing we're going to tackle is infrastructure. Do you have, I mean, do you have the right functional design in place? So you need to think about what your current infrastructure is. Take a look at the functional design of your team. Now, what does that mean? Okay, who does what? What do you need? I mean, what do you, maybe what is it that we're missing? You know, that we need new people for. So although you've organized your plan and delegated your people, does everyone have what they need to carry out their tasks? Right tools, right instruction? Does everyone know what part they play each step of the way over the next 3 years?
Yeah.
And that sounds daunting, the next 3 years. I don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, there's definitely got to be a little wiggle room for just the whatevers that happen.
But at least you have a roadmap, right? You're not just floundering around.
That's a good way to put it. A roadmap, a flexible roadmap.
Yeah. we have to be flexible. We pivot every other day.
Right. Absolutely. It's like, I know you're doing this, but go there. We got to do this now. but that comes into our next point, which is the systems and processes. So can the baton be passed along to someone else without them dropping it? Boy, is that a big one, right? Yeah. Because, you know, you can pass it along to someone and that person is just at max capacity or, you know, are not the right person. Yeah. So systems and processes are huge because they take that wide lens look at the number of people involved, the departments involved, and ensuring that that system is in place, like from conception to implementation. So everyone not only needs to know what to do, but when they are required to do it. That thing of, we always talk about that all the time, like with deadlines, like what's the deadline? Tell me when it's due.
So I can put, you know, what's the order of importance, and that's part of it too. Yes. So operational, is that Kaizen?
Yeah, I don't know. I took it from the the course. So you tell me what.
I was like, am I going to just go operational Kaizen?
I don't know.
No, it's like, I know what it is. No, I do know what, we all know what it is. I've just never heard that term before. Maybe you haven't either. So basically this looks at the cohesiveness of your system. Are there roadblocks? What kind of resources do you have? Are you lacking resources? Is there misdocumentation? I mean, that's a huge thing. You're really good at making that documentation available for everybody, making sure that there's a guide that everyone can go look at. So it's kind of like, is everyone operating like a well-oiled machine? Mm-hmm. So you need to evaluate the members of leadership teams to ensure that everyone is performing with high performance and fluidity. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Plus, you don't want to have to keep going back checking on people. That's not what you should be spending your time doing.
Oh, it's so true. And that's another thing too, I have to say with Wright that I love, and this probably was Rob's idea, I'm sure of it, but he had us put the description of everything within each task. And the reason why that's important is because maybe I had a conversation with this person who's taking that on right now. But again, we talk about when the baton changes, well, what else if you are growing? And now that has to be in a new role of somebody. So if they could go in there and they see that description that maybe that prior person was like, well, I already know how to do this. I don't even need to read it. But then again, it's there so that they can just pick it up and carry on without having these holes of how, what are the steps? So,
yeah, exactly. Because you could spend all your time going over and over and over and over that, and it's just not what you need to do. So on the same line of talking about, is everyone operating like a well-oiled machine, you need to make sure you have the right people in place. So that all comes with recruitment and onboarding people and making sure that's a streamlined process. So you want to make sure that you do it all the same. Everybody knows how to do it. The people in those roles know how to recruit, how to help with retainment, and that you're onboarding a talent.
Yes.
Not a talent, but a talent.
A talent. Yeah.
Number one, good talent. So this also ties into learning and development, which Sarah mentioned earlier. What that's really huge in our game. We have to keep learning and learning. So you need to make sure that your company is invested in tools for developmental tools along the way to ensure that we have higher knowledge and what stays alive in the organization. And in our industry, we will need to make sure what new stuff's coming out.
And it changes like the winds, it feels like.
And we have to keep, you know, we have to have somebody in place. Thank goodness Rob takes, well, and you do too on the social media side, and Rob takes that on the tech team. It's so important.
It is important. And so along with this, when we talk about infrastructure, is performance and reporting. So this is key to ensuring that everyone across the company knows the key metrics that are trying to be met and what they're contributing to. So these metrics, depending on how your goals are structured, they should be evaluated even on a weekly basis to help and resolve any inconsistencies. So we do a weekly meeting with our core team, and this is exactly what that is. It's that sort of performance reporting of like just giving updates, seeing what's coming along the horizon, and having that type of conversation to just keep that cohesiveness together.
Yes. And you mentioned just a minute ago, give me a deadline, right? So we need to have strategic priorities. Our priorities may change from week to week or day to day. I mean, just depending on what's happening in your business. So this element of strategic priority just simply comes down to everyone understanding what's important right now. Mm-hmm. What is my priority right now, whether it be business, personal, and being able to articulate what, you know, where these priorities lie in our overall plan. And it can change. I mean, like the fluidity we mentioned, you know, you have to be able to pivot and change, but also make sure everybody understands what's a priority.
That is so true. So this was the kind of infrastructure recap we talked about. This is when you're going to evaluate the functions, the systems, the processes, recruitment, training, reporting, priority. Really comes down to just those checks and balances. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than having a conversation. And then it's like, wait, I thought that I was doing this first. And, you know, it's like, oh, then deadlines all get shifted. So,
yeah, if you have somebody waiting on something, Mm-hmm. You have to know that. So it's kind of important.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially with all the hats that we all wear, for sure. So, all right, now let's move on to the next thing. It's sales and marketing. This is a biggie because you can just be sailing along and all of a sudden there's no business.
It's like, what am I doing?
This weird thing of you have to keep creating business. You have to keep that lead generation going. So, I mean, what's your process for bringing in new business? You know, obviously that's a sales and marketing department, but everybody needs to have their eye on that goal. So establishing a lead pipeline that is supported by multiple channels with each bringing in quality leads to the business should definitely be a goal, because mm-hmm. you can't keep growing and keep pushing forward and keep paying people if you don't have business coming in. So the pipeline needs to definitely be consistent and sufficient of leads, or the sufficient volume of leads all the time. And that's hard to do.
It is hard to do, but I think that's a good point of, you know, you have one system and then there might be other channels that could be just as valuable to
that's
help
a good
you
point.
Bring in leads. So You have one way and it's working good, but you know, it could be another option that would be, you know, not cost, it could be cost effective, and it's something that, hey, let's try this and add it in. But, mm-hmm. So then this is another, well, I keep saying this is another big one, but
they are. Yeah.
So I love this one because this is like customer acquisition. And this is another thing that we've been implementing that's been there, but we've just amped it up a lot more of just that customer acquisition, which is that, you know, do you have a real dedicated, seamless customer acquisition process and a business development team that's sort of helping to move the ball, keep the ball rolling. So you want to make sure that you've got key people on the front lines on your behalf. If you're out there selling and you bring in the business, do you have another, you know, flow going on so that you could keep focusing on what you want to do? And then that onboarding process happens real seamlessly. Cause there's really, you know, you think about, you bring on a new customer, it's really exciting, but you can't just like, you know, drop them off at the bus stop and be like, all right, good luck. You know, there's gotta be some handholding, you know?
Yes. There needs to be a proper way of onboarding a customer, just like there is onboarding, new people to the company. So, all right. So yes, that is a very important part. Have your sales and marketing all put together.
Yeah. So this is, you know, it's really two elements to talk about this with the marketing and sales. It's the lead generation process and it's the customer acquisition process. So having those buttoned up is key.
And all this always comes down to, unfortunately, cash.
Yeah.
No matter how you talk about money, cash, revenue, profit, whatever you're talking about, it does come down to cash. And the three elements that you need to be working on mm-hmm. are the things that we call cash conversion cycle, profit centers and drainers. That's a biggie. What mm-hmm. is costing you money? And profit per X. In other words, what are you making off of each thing that you're doing? Or are you making anything off of it? People are always like, you know, we built this much. That's great. We collected this much money, but then they forget to say, but it cost me this much in employees. Totally. It cost me this much in tools and equipment. And I mean, so how much money are you really making? That's what we're working on here. So cash conversion cycle is all about that cash flow management. What's coming mm-hmm. in and what's going out. And at the end of the day, are you making money? Whether it's called cash money, whatever. Is your cash flow in tip top shape? Are there specific areas where cash cycle can be shortened? That's mm-hmm. nice. If you can have more cash coming in more often, that's always nice.
Yeah.
Is this all well documented and optimized effectively by your whole team? Does everybody understand mm-hmm. how much things cost? Because if you don't understand that, then you're not going to get to that point that you want.
Yes. Yeah.
Revenue goals.
Right. And you think about it, if you think about, okay, if I'm putting in like a, say a 60% profit on it, it, you know, obviously that's not going to be your true profit because you've got all the things that you had to pay for to get that business
and
to sustain that business. So you're right. It's important to look at that. So then when you talk about the profit center, so that's kind of referring to having a clear understanding of mm-hmm. the company's profit center, sort of their money makers or their honey holes. Like these are the things that honey hole.
I like the honey hole.
Yeah. Like, woohoo. So, and it's also along with that is what are the items that are wasting money that are kind of like bleeding you out, so to speak. Like,
yes,
these are your drainers. These are the things that, you know, stuff that you have to just nix it. If it's just not working, you know, you talk about like you, a business really should be like a niche. Like they have these things that this is their specialty. You don't want to have, I think I've told you about this with like The Prophet, the show that I loved. And he went into this restaurant and they had this like enormous menu and they had everything. And he just looked at it and they're like, well, it's just because we want to be able to like have everything. And he's like, well, my gosh, like how many people are going to order? What kind of a restaurant are you? You know, like get rid of the things that nobody's ordering and focus on your moneymaker. So,
well, yeah, because you still have to have all that food available, whether you use it or not, you know?
Yeah. And it becomes wasteful if it's not, you know, being utilized. So this is that real thing of like, what's your profit center? What are the things that are going to really keep you operating efficiency with that maximum revenue?
Exactly. And sometimes you might need to specialize more. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, especially since COVID and all of that. I think it's made people really look at what are my big money makers? What's giving me the most profit? So profit per X. This is all about knowing your magic number. So you need to make sure that everyone is involved in this piece and that they have a clear understanding of that metric formula and are working to improve that metric. And other, you know, you want to be the most effective, most efficient in order to get the most out of everything that you're offering. So
yeah,
it's all important.
It's all important. I'll show that last highlight there. That's the cash. So your cash cycle, profit centers, drainers, and profit per X. You really want to get those things established to make sure you've, again, got that readiness in place for your growth.
Yes. So these are all things to think about. And we've been through these exercises. So again, that's all we had for today. But if you need any more help with it, you know, let us know, because these are just, you know, some good ideas, we hope, and hope that you can use it for your business, own business models and goals, and help you achieve all your dreams.
All your dreams, let your dreams come true. Hey, this can also be applied to your personal life as well. But okay, and don't forget to follow and subscribe to us. We go live on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter. And if you're listening to us on our podcast, thank you. Don't forget to subscribe. And we also are on YouTube, and these videos always go out again as resources. So that is it for us. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with another good show.
Bye.
Bye.